Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend John Harrison back on the show. John, ladies and gentlemen, John is the author of Making Mammoth Serve You, a biblical manual for money mastery. He's a certified financial planner. He's also an ordained minister. He's got letters on the front and the back of his name. And he's our good friend, John Harrison. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim.
And a longtime Brain Trust member, which we're all happy about that. Hey, John, in incorporating your religious background, your faith-based background, and I'm somewhat of a student of the Bible. I've been in church all my life, but I taught an adult Sunday school class for the last almost 30 years. There's something that you've been tracking lately that I haven't been paying a lot of attention to, but I've just now found out more about it, called the Shemitah effect, which is connected to the Sabbath year, which is the seventh year, right?
Yes.
Now, let's remind people why the Sabbath year is important in the Bible, and then we'll talk about how the Shemitah connects to that.
Okay. Well, under Mosaic law, God commanded that for 6 years the business of agriculture would go on as normal, and in the seventh year, the land was to lay fallow and not be planted, and anything that grew of itself would be ownerless and could be given to the poor.
So even Moses knew about crop rotation, didn't he?
Yep. And this was a law that apparently was largely ignored in Israelite history, and there was some trouble that came of that, but that was what the law was. And what we're hearing now is a theory in modern Christian America that the law of the seventh year, the Shemitah, is a divinely ordained cycle in which God visits judgment on nations like ours for having drifted from our Christianity.
So natural crop rotation, recognizing that the land needs to rest, and it does. Agronomists will tell you that, you know, your land needs to rest, and they're doing it a number of different ways through no-till and alternating crops and all that sort of thing. So what you're saying is that basic agricultural tenet has turned into politics now.
Yes, and it's turned into really bad theology, because in the Old Testament, it wasn't a punishment. It was,
right.
You know, people were promised a blessing for doing it, and somehow it's morphed into this punishment.
Where's this come from? It's called the Shemitah effect.
Yes, and the primary advocate is a rabbi named Jonathan Kahn, I believe, who wrote a book called The Harbinger, and then followed it up with a book titled The Mystery of the Shemitah. And both of them were million sellers from day one, and they predict all sorts of gloom and doom. And they look backwards, and they say that every time something horrible happened in America, the September 11th terrorist attacks, the mortgage crisis of 2008, so on and so forth.
They're even calling the Roe v. Wade was in 73, which was a Shemitah year.
Right.
Nazi Germany was defeated in a Shemitah year, and they attacked Jewish. Anyway, it goes all the way back. I could say this. They found something. I mean, heck, something bad happens every year, right?
Exactly. You can find, if you name any year in history, you can find some horrible things that happened. Hurricane Katrina was the worst disaster in U.S. history in terms of natural disasters, or the terrorist attack in Oklahoma City was the worst until 9/11, and these things weren't on Sabbath years. Mm-hmm. But by cherry-picking statistics, you can create this sense of uh-oh.
What you've observed is that otherwise rational people are glomming on or are being affected by the concept of a Shemitah effect.
Absolutely. And I'm convinced.
And they're asking you about it as you help them with their investments.
Exactly. And I'm convinced it's because people want to know answers to questions that don't necessarily exist. They want a why for every what. And so if you can say
sounds like you have too much time on their hands, John.
Yeah.
I don't have time to worry about stuff that I don't I don't have time to look. Hey, you know what? As a small business owner, I don't have to go looking for things to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's the truth.
I have my own Shmita effects right here inside my business.
That's the truth. But it's an example to me of how statistics can go a little bit crazy, and that is a problem in the investing world. Because people start using them to predict
right.
things, and they can't predict.
I hate and I hate it when they talk like that on the like on CNBC. Mm-hmm. They'll use those kinds of things like sell in May and go away or something like that, you know,
yeah.
or other titles. So we come back. We're gonna get John to help us with some statistics to pay attention to and to avoid. John Harrison, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.